Okay, I'm here with Cypher 16. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you.
Good. You played the Sophie stage on Friday.
Yeah.
How was it for you?
Yeah, it was really good. Good crowd, good reception, typical kind of festival problems, blowing up amps and vocal problems and stuff, but we muddled through. So yeah, it was really good. Good set.
Cool. So can you tell me a bit about the band, what kind of music you play?
Obviously metal band, heavy, very melodic, low tuning strings, but clean vocals, so that's a little bit unusual. We write, hard to say, but catchy, memorable, heavy songs, all that sort of stuff. We're not one of those technically progressive kind of, you know, we have little aspects of that, but it's more about trying to write the catchy songs that people will go home and remember, whilst keeping it really, really, really heavy as well. So, yeah.
So you got a good reaction from the crowd then?
Yeah, it was good. This was actually one of our first UK major festivals, because we've done a lot out in India, so we've done a lot of big festivals out there before, but it's always taken us a little bit longer to get noticed in the UK. So this has been a big one for us, which has been, it's been great. So yeah.
The Harley Rock Riders in India, so no a band that played there.
Harley Rock Riders. Do you know what? I've heard the name. Yeah, we've never played with them. But the scene, it's, you know what, for such a vast country, the actual metal and rock scene over there is quite small. So we've been there 5 times, so we've kind of got to know, most of the bands, you know, from playing.
Albatross.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're good friends of mine.
There you go. Yeah. Again, we haven't played with them yet, but you find usually you'll pick up a couple each tour. But yeah, I mean, there's some amazing talent over there, kind of Undying Ink, Demonic Resurrection. It's just not. They're all really, you know, we stay at their houses and, you know, party with those guys, and we play with them a few times. So yeah, they're all really good, really close. Trying to get a lot of them over here now. That's
Demonic Resurrection played last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
We tried to get Albatross for this year, but hopefully next year.
Yeah, I mean, the problem for them is finances and the visas, and you know, it's logistically you can't really tour around India.
Yeah.
I know Kryptos tried to do it. They said they're going to have a bus commission to try and do it, but there's no road infrastructure in India, really. There's no motorways, and it's such a big country that you can't do that. So when we tour there, you end up flying from show to show, which is, it's fine, but it's very difficult. You can't take gear, you can't take equipment, and again, equipment over there is not quite always reliable. So
back to you guys then. Yeah. Can you tell me what you're up to at the moment? Have you done any recording or anything?
We're demoing the album, finally, long awaited, because we've done 3 EPs over the last few years and never rushed the album, if you like. So we wanted to wait until we felt we were ready. So we're demoing that now.
Yeah.
Hopefully, depending on our producer's schedule, we'll go in and track that in towards the end of this year.
Right.
That's the plan. And then hopefully released early 2014. I guess that's the plan. And live wise, we've got Sacred Mother Tongue. Some dates. Yeah, 2 weeks. We're going out with them for a couple of dates. We've played with them before a few times. They're quite good friends of ours.
Yeah.
So we're doing Wakefield, Bournemouth, and Rushden. Random, but yeah, nightmare to drive. But they've rooted that really well. And we're going to do Dead by April, who are over from Sweden, in December.
Yeah.
And we're kind of confirming a few festivals for next year as well, which we can announce.
Lots coming up.
Yeah, it's been a quiet start to the year, although we had the last EP release through Metal Hammer. Show wise it's been a little bit quiet, but it's picking up a bit now towards the end of the year, so hopefully we'll finish strongly, which is good.
So what are you going to do with the rest of today? Have you got some favourites you want to see?
There's a few bands on, aren't there?
Obviously Slayer, you always want to go see Slayer. It'd be good to see, I've never seen Paul Bostoff drumming for them, so I'm really interested to see that, because God Hates Us All is one of my favourite Slayer albums.
Yeah.
Devil's Drive, we're good friends with those guys, be good to catch them. Exodus, I want to see.
Anthrax,
of course, yeah, Anthrax. There's some really good bands to catch.
What do you think to Bloodstock Festival as a whole?
It's I think the size of it, the fact it's a little down in scale from some of the bigger ones like Sonosphere, Download. I think it makes it a bit more intimate, and it's a lot nicer that you can just wander between the stages. It's 10 minutes tops instead of half an hour or however long it is. And well, the lineup has been wicked. I mean, Lamb of God last night were cool. The sound, it took them a while to get into it, but they were a great band to have. You had Gojira earlier in the day. You had so many good bands playing. But it's just been a really cool intense weekend of great music.
They've definitely up the scale of it this year. I know I was talking to the organisers and they were saying, well, yeah, we've obviously increased capacity as well, obviously because it increased the size, but also we've got to afford some of these bigger bands are coming. I know I'm at Slayer go out for, and it's not cheap. So I'm interested to see what they're going to do next year, because obviously it's they're kind of at, well, yeah, I mean, but they're at a pivotal moment now, I think, in that they're still a small festival and the intimate size is fantastic and the site, everything is really good, but they're now booking bands who are able to play very, very, very high up download bills. You know, Slayer obviously main support to Metallica a couple of years ago. So they've got to try and keep it at this level or increase it, but not so much that it then becomes a download, because the site's not big enough and you know, we've already got a download, and I think they want something else out of this. I mean, I think, you know, they're having 80 beers in the guest area bar. It's a sign of the fact that they still are very interested in the quality of the festival, which download as a much bigger thing is not able to offer. And I think that's half the attraction to the people who come here. They're looking for something smaller and more intimate and a little bit more, it's just a little bit more casual almost, if you know what I mean. No, hopefully not. I think, you know, they kept it for 10 years now, so yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for your time, guys. Enjoy the rest of the
festival.
Thank you very much.